Hello and welcome to the Lancet Global Health Podcast. I'm Mandeep Aujla. It's the 17th of November 2020 and today I'm talking to Shauna Dalal, who is Surveillance Lead in the Department of HIV, Hepatitis and STI programs at the World Health Organization about a new study that estimates the global burden of cervical cancer associated with HIV. Thank you for joining us today, Shauna.
Thank you for having me, Mandeep.
Cervical cancer is a serious, though preventable, public health problem. It is the fourth most common cancer in women worldwide. There were over 500,000 new cases in 2018, and over 300,000 women lost their lives to the disease. It's well known that infection with high-risk types of human papillomavirus can cause cervical cancer. Other risk factors have also been identified. So to start with, can you tell us what led you and your team to carry out this research, specifically looking at the risk of cervical cancer in women living with HIV?
Let me first explain a few basic points about cervical cancer and HIV, in case there are listeners who aren't familiar with these two conditions. Cervical cancer is caused by the human papillomavirus, or HPV. It's a common virus and is spread through sexual contact. Most people clear the infection, but there are a few virus types that are more likely to cause cancer. The human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, is an infection that attacks the body's immune system so that they are less likely to clear other infections, such as the human papillomavirus. The first HPV vaccine that protects against high-risk types that cause cancer was licensed in 2006. As of 2020, a third of low and lower middle income countries have introduced the HPV vaccine into their national immunization schedules, while over 85% of high income countries have done so. This leaves many women and girls unprotected. Cervical cancer is an AIDS-defining illness and the most common cancer diagnosed in women living with HIV. With the expansion of antiretroviral treatment, people living with HIV have longer and healthier lives. Yet, longer-term conditions such as cervical cancer disproportionately affect women living with HIV and can have a devastating effect on their lives. Women living with HIV have an increased risk of acquiring human papillomavirus infection, present with cervical precancer at younger ages, have more rapid progression to cancer, and higher rates of recurrence following treatment. So we wanted to quantify what this dual burden meant globally and regionally to better prioritize focus and resources to address this entirely preventable cancer. Only one meta-analysis from 2007, using studies exclusively from high-income countries, reported a higher risk for developing cervical cancer among women living with HIV. Since then, several studies have been conducted in low- and middle-income countries. Our aim was to update this meta-analysis and to apply the resulting risk ratio to address the global burden of cervical cancer associated with HIV. This study presents the first global estimates of cervical cancer attributable to HIV.
Great. So can you tell us what you found? Were there any findings that particularly stood out or surprised you?
Yes, we found that women living with HIV are six times more likely to get cervical cancer compared to women without HIV. Globally, of the over 500,000 cervical cancer cases in 2018 that you mentioned earlier, 5% were attributable to HIV. However, there were enormous differences across regions. In areas with high HIV prevalence, particularly in Southern Africa, HIV played a major role. There, more than half of all cervical cancer cases are attributable to HIV. These are the same settings where access to HPV vaccination and cervical cancer screening and treatment services is often limited. So it's crucial that we address this.
The study is very timely with the launch of the global strategy to accelerate the elimination of cervical cancer happening today. Can you tell us a bit more about the elimination strategy and what are the short and long-term priorities?
The World Health Organization's Cervical Cancer Elimination Initiative is a bold step where, following a call to action in May 2018 by our Director General, Dr. Tedros, 194 countries collectively resolved to end needless suffering from a cancer that is both preventable and curable. And despite the COVID-19 pandemic, countries around the world have expressed unity in taking a stand to eliminate cervical cancer. Today, women who have survived cervical cancer, including women living with HIV, will open the event and be part of companion launch events around the globe. Eliminating cervical cancer as a public health problem means that countries reduce the incidence of cervical cancer to less than 4 cases per 100,000 women. This goal for elimination can be achieved if countries reach the following targets: 90% HPV vaccination coverage, 70% screening coverage, and 90% access to treatment for cervical precancer and cancer, including access to palliative care by the year 2030. Achieving these targets will yield impact on two fronts. We will see reductions in incidence and in mortality. Projections indicate that by 2030, the median cervical cancer incidence rate would fall by 10%, setting the world on the path to avert 70 million cases in the century.
So finally, how can your findings help achieve elimination? Or more specifically, what actions do you think need to be taken to ensure that women and girls living with HIV are not left behind in cervical cancer elimination efforts?
Well, our analysis on the fraction of cervical cancer attributable to HIV offers a picture of how cervical cancer burden is impacted by HIV in different settings, and the importance of HIV prevention for the future burden of cervical cancer, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. Bringing together a public health approach with comprehensive woman-centered care and improving access to HPV vaccination for girls and cervical cancer screening and treatment for women is critical for all women in all settings, but particularly in countries where HIV prevalence is high. Focusing on both cervical cancer prevention and HIV prevention and treatment, including the integration of timely cervical cancer screening and treatment with HIV services, can optimize the benefits in countries hardest hit by both epidemics. Such an approach in countries with the highest burden of HIV-attributable cervical cancer will contribute substantially to delivering on the WHO 2030 targets in the future, and hopefully a reversal of the wide disparities in the disease burden that we see today.
Thank you very much, Shauna. It was a pleasure to have you on the podcast today, and congratulations on the publication and the launch of the Global Elimination Strategy.
Thank you so much, Mandeep. This was the result of a lot of work from many people, including Dominic and Luana, the first authors, colleagues at WHO, academic partners, and the International Agency for Research on Cancer.
And thank you for listening. If you'd like to know more, you can find the full study online on the Lancet Global Health website.